This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Poor state of Bihar in India has banned alcohol and seen milk sales rise by 10% and cheese up 200% since doing so. Women are acting as the enforcers. 42,000 people have been arrested for drinking or making alcohol under the new law and are awaiting trial. PricewaterhouseCoopers is facing an age discrimination suit over its quest to hire millennials from older applicants. Wells Fargo's board of directors are facing tough re-election votes given their role in supervising the scandals and culture of the bank. Trump's refusal to release his taxes has emerged as a central issue in blocking a sweeping overhaul of the tax code, as even some Republicans ask to see the returns now. Reports indicate that Russia is now meddling in the French election for its favorites. Facebook is under criticism for taking 2 hours to take down a post of a live killing of a 74-year-old man. Killer is also still being sought. Female Supreme Court justices speak less often and use fewer words than male justices and yet are interrupted during oral argument at a significantly higher rate. Young adults 18 to 24 make up 10% of the U.S. population, but they account for 28% of all arrests nationally. About half of all black men have been arrested by age 23. More than 1,000 Palestinians in Israeli prisons joined in a hunger strike, demanding better conditions. One of the leaders of the strike was moved to another prison and put into solitary, partly for the strike and partly for smuggling out an essay published as an op-ed in the New York Times. Arkansas Supreme Court, in a 4-3 decision, halted the first of several executions. In another case, Judge Wendell Griffith was blocked from hearing cases on this matter after participating in a demonstration against capital punishment. Stephen Ballmer, former CEO of Microsoft and current owner of the LA Clippers, has financed starting a database called USAFacts.org that would allow an integrated look at how the government spends its money at all levels, from local to federal. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement.